Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lisa Fu. This week on AK, Dreamers. It's hard not to dream big among the tall mountains and wild sea in southeast Alaska. That may be especially true in Haines, where Christy Tang serves dreamers and misfits alike in her family's downtown institution, the Pioneer Bar and Bamboo Room. Even she has a dream to meet the famous person who has inspired her and propelled her to become a star in her hometown. From member station KHNS in Haines, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
Christy Tang's hopes one day to meet Dr. Phil McGraw, the talk show host. But why she wants to meet him and the journey of how she's trying to achieve that is becoming a bigger story than the dream itself. First, a little background. Tang's grew up here in this bar and restaurant her parents operated, the Bamboo Room and Pioneer Bar. She had a loving family and good friends, but also an alcoholic father and some hard scrabble times. Tang said she always had a way with words and songwriting, and when she was 27, she got the chance to go to the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Because most of the students, they were players. And I'm more of a lyricist, you know, I'm all about words. And so it was a good opportunity for me to, you know, play with a lot of different people, write with a lot of different people.
After graduation, Tang's went to Nashville. She had an offer to work with CBS staff songwriters, but her dad called her home to Haines.
And I was way too long, you got to get back here. And then I just came back and I never left. And of course I fell in love, you know, married, raised my kids.
She kept writing. She's known for penning poems for special friends and events around Haines. And several years ago, Tang's found a new inspiration for her prose. The Dr. Phil show would be playing on the TV as she readied the bar to open each day.
Every time he'd have one of his little zingers, I'd write it down and then share it with my friends. And I had piles and piles of notes. And then one day a friend was having a hard time. And I said, oh, let me send you my Dr. Phil quotes. And I started typing them up. And then I went, oh, my God, these are song hooks. I'm like, why didn't I get it? These are song hooks. And that's when I set the goal of writing an album.
She decided she wanted to seek Dr. Phil out and have him hear her songs. She traveled back to Nashville and cut a demo with 21 songs. Then she went to Los Angeles. She got her CD into the hands of people associated with Dr. Phil, but she's never heard from him. Her story did catch the eye of Seattle filmmakers who have been chronicling Tang's story for a documentary called Above the Bamboo Room. As part of the film, they organized a recent concert in Haines to showcase Tang's Dr. Phil songs as performed by local musicians.
Everything you do has a consequence.
Money. The show drew a crowd of about 400 people. And if you didn't know the premise, you probably wouldn't have noticed that Dr. Phil one-liners were hidden in the songs. Like this one, written about Dr. Phil's advice to rise above your raising. Decked out in t-shirts with Dr. Phil's face on them, the Haines band Perpetual Beer Run performed that song. At the end of the evening, the filmmakers asked the crowd to hold up signs in the audience and recorded a scene for the documentary, trying again to catch Dr. Phil's attention.
Dr. Phil, please listen!
No one knows if the film will finally get Dr. Phil to notice Tang's, but the concert certainly attracted the attention of the community.
It was so quirky and so beautiful. Everybody was just wonderful.
Some friends had heard about Tang's offbeat dream before now, but she says she kept it pretty quiet, worried it sounded too crazy for her to be taken seriously. But it was Tang's talent as a songwriter that really got people's attention. Her longtime friend Deborah Schnabel says she knew all along Tang's was exceptional.
Well, I pretty much told her that she was probably born to be a musician and a songwriter, not a dishwasher and an accountant.
The documentary on Tang's is still in production. And she keeps writing, because, like Dr. Phil says, life rewards action. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.